Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Matt Madoff over here is going to explain what's going to go on with those Packers bets.
Oh, boy.
How could you be so fiscally irresponsible?
Madoff?
Madoff!
I didn't make the Packers bet, the Bears to sweep the Packers, because I found out while on site at the beautiful Circa Resort and Casino that you could not bet it directly.
So, Phil recruited me to sell these cards, and now I am recruiting you.
Who is this guy again?
Don't worry about Phil. He drives a Corvette. He is doing just fine.
But I talked to somebody very close to Derek Stevens to try to get this done. I did.
This is how Bobby Bonilla ends up getting paid $1.2 million every July 1st.
I am talking about giving you $100 million.
That's not going to do it.
$300 million. How far do we got to go?
If you go above four, we might have something.
So the $300 that you, the Score listeners, and the mob sent to me via Venmo last week is in my Venmo account. You can trust me. I'm holding it there for you.
Always trust people who say you can trust me.
I don't have your money here. It's in Bill's house and Fred's house.
Hey, what the hell are you doing with my money in your house, Fred?
Folks, you can trust
it. It was Agatha after all.
Wait a minute. Speak sold me that bridge the other day, and I haven't seen it yet.
Wasn't it the 78?
Hey, here's the thing. I'm going to place that bet this week. I think I'm going to place that bet. Because, you know, I'm still feeling just as strong that the Bears are going to sweep the Packers.
That's right.
As strong as ever.
What's this investment?
It's a friend of mine from Nigeria, Nigel Saladu. He just randomly sent me an internet letter offering me a business opportunity, and I went with it. In a few days' time, he'll return the money I invested, plus 1,000% interest, and a share of his family fortunes.
It's a scam.
It is not a scam. Why would someone want to scam me, Jermaine? And on the internet service, one of the trusted things of today's society.
I'm a natural born.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Hey, hey, welcome in. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We are happy to be here with you until 6 o'clock. That man is Matt Spiegel. I am Lawrence Holmes. We've got Shane, got Tanny. The whole crew is here. The mob is running up trying to figure out what the hell is going on with Redbox inside the Twitch stream, because now people are like, no. They're bankrupt, but there are, like, kind of like how there's still one Blockbuster left.
Yeah, there's just one.
There are still red boxes, apparently, that work, according to the Twitch mob. So they're fighting it out in there. People are texting us. We look forward to all of it.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time today processing the latest bit of dysfunctional Bears drama, and it just keeps on coming. Lots of good guests to get to today. Mark Grody's going to have some tape at 4 o'clock.
Man, is he going to have some tape for you.
Players telling you what they think and what they have thought and are now willing to say about the offense and the transition that has taken place. But we should start with the top, at least the exposed top, what we've gotten from the head coach and the new OC.
Yeah, the fact that we have some answers, question mark, on what happened with Shane Waldron and what the timeline was with Shane Waldron. And the thing is that the four of us listened to it and we kind of found it unsatisfying, I think for different reasons, but we found it unsatisfying. So let's get to it. This is Matt Eberflus explaining how they came to the decision to fire Shane Waldron and what that timeline was like.
Now, what was your process Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? There was an NFL Network report that Monday night it appeared you were going to stick with Shane as offensive coordinator. Is that true? And what changed your mind if that is true?
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to actively, you know, talk about each report. You know, I know the process that we went through. You know, it was it's obviously a big decision, and that's not taken lightly. And it's an important decision going forward. And Thomas Brown in our building that we hired as our pass game coordinator was elevated to OC. And to me, that's what it was about. That was the best decision that we have right here in the building, because you can't make that big of a shift during the course of midseason. You know, we're still running our same type of verbiage, the words, but the creativity and you know, the knowledge that Thomas has with that, you know, working with Sean and working with the people he's worked with, I think is very beneficial.
Report aside, then, when did you make the decision?
Yeah, so like I said, I stood here on Monday, right, and talked about that, and I took the whole process on Monday, and then I made the decision on Tuesday morning. So I informed Shane at that time, and then brought Thomas in after that and informed him, and then we were going from there.
So where did it stand at the end of the workday Monday then?
Just me going through the process. I was going through the process of making my decision and made it on Tuesday morning.
Now, Matt, when you have an offense,
did anybody nudge you, push you in that direction, or was this all of your own?
Yeah, process? My decision. Of course, I use counsel. You know, with Ryan. Of course, I always have a meeting on Monday. You know, with Ryan, George, you know, and Kevin, and I've always used those guys for counsel. But my decision.
Man, so the initial report was that he wasn't going to be fired on Monday night, right?
Correct.
And then he comes in Tuesday morning. Anybody believe that he made the decision on Tuesday morning when they had a press conference, a press statement, ready to go and sent out at 8:30? Anybody believe that's exactly when that happened?
I do not. I do not believe that. Shane, you had a visceral reaction to this. Why?
I'm tired of being lied to. Just be transparent. Like, if you're Matt Eberflus right now, your approval rating is near zero. If you want to get some people back, if you want to get fans back, if you want to get some of the media back on your side, be honest. Shane Waldron's gone already. Say no. We knew on Sunday that something wasn't going right. We made the decision Monday. We weren't going to announce it Monday. We waited till Tuesday. But we knew Monday that report was true.
Yeah, it's
amazing. Report was false. I'm sorry.
It's amazing. I'm kind of desensitized to just how useless and how empty he is as he vacillates and stuff. But I hear you, Shane. I don't think he has that courageous honesty thing in his bag. I don't believe that he's got that. And we've seen
how can you not
so
if you're
many
examples.
He just doesn't, man. He tries to put on a positive front, and he tries to prove to the universe that he still knows what he's doing and that he's still in charge and everything is under control. And it has failed again and again, and he stays stuck, like Jason Leisure described to us very well yesterday in his disastrous PR strategy that he keeps having. Everything's good. No, yeah, we got it. I believe in the men in the room.
Everything's fine.
You know how you prove to the universe that you're still in charge? You say on Monday, or you say today when you're asked, no, we decided Monday.
We decided after the game.
If you're going to tell us we have a meeting on Monday morning,
no.
You can't tell me that the three of you in polls, Eberflus and Kevin Warren, decided Monday. No.
And George. Well,
let's give him one more shot, and then over the course of 18 hours, you changed your mind. I just think you're more of a dumbass now.
I think Ryan Poles is hanging him out to dry.
I do too.
And putting him out there as, hey, nope.
Go wear it.
Look, this is my decision, but I need you to say it's your decision. Go ahead and do that.
Or we agree, but you're going to wear it.
You're going to go ahead and say all this, Matt.
Would you rather hear someone else that seems to have sparked your curiosity as a coach?
Mm-hmm.
How about Thomas Brown?
Now that's a guy. I'm ready to hear. I think a lot of people are ready to hear because you hope that he's going to just do some simple intuitive things with the offense.
He admitted that the offense has problems, which shout out to Herb Howard. He's like, you know, the first step in fixing a problem is admitting that you have one. he admitted that there was a problem, and then he said, these are the ways that we think we can go about trying to fix them.
Yeah, here's what I say about fixing the problem. So it starts every day we walk in the building. What I said to the team today and to our office of staff and players is two things you control when you walk in the building. It's your effort and your attitude. So it starts there first, right? How we approach the meetings, being detailed, being locked in, and then transferring that to the actual practice field, being intentional about the walkthrough, but also making practice as hard as humanly possible so the game can somewhat become easier. So to me, that's going to be our focus, what we're locked in on. And so understand that practice preparation always leads to game day execution. So that's our focus.
What did you learn from last year? And I know they're not the exact same situation, but what do you learn about coaching up a number one pick and everything that comes with it on the field and off the field and the pressure and all of that that you can apply this year?
Yeah, again, I get the question. These are two different players in ability and also mentality-wise. Obviously enjoyed that time I had with Bryce last year. Great dude, great player, but these are different circumstances. But as far as the pressure goes, right, pressure to me is a privilege. That means people expect something positive from you. So I embrace that. Excited about the opportunity that comes with the territory of this job. And honestly, if you don't want that, you probably should do something else.
Do you feel like some of the issues of the last couple of weeks are quickly fixable?
That's a tough question to answer. I don't know what's a quick fix. And I'm not really looking into quick fixes. I want long-term solutions to be able to kind of get us going in the right direction. Obviously, the goal, again, is to have success and have success immediately. I'm not doing anything to be a loser or have a loser's mentality. Our players aren't either. So those guys are focused. They're excited. Again, we're all in this thing together. So we're rocking and rolling, getting ready for practice.
Take it one step at a time. Identify the problem. Fix it. Identify another problem. Fix it. Repeat as necessary until it's all fixed.
I enjoy listening to Thomas Brown. I think that his mentality is a good one. I think that inside of how he spoke, what becomes important is something early on in that cut where he's saying, look, we've got to take the stuff that goes on in the meeting room and then we've got to apply it on the practice field. The practice field for the Bears has been an issue, and players have talked about it, that there needs to be a lot more care that is taken when guys take the practice field, hopefully for that transfer on Sunday.
Yeah, I want to know some stuff that he's probably not willing to talk about yet and wasn't touched on. Like, are you going to change the role of these wide receivers? Are you going to change, you know, some of the patterns and some of the depth of targets for these guys? Are you going to change, you know, any of the pure progression stuff that Kurt Warner has been talking about on our show? Things like that. But we're not going to get a chance to probably get into that nitty-gritty with Thomas Brown until he gets rolling a little bit.
Changing the progression stuff is going to be almost impossible
at this point. I agree. But you can change the roles.
I agree with that, too. We should probably talk up the chain a little bit about the general manager of this football team, who most people were expecting to hear from today. We didn't. We shall discuss a major miss that he made, and that had to get out today, too.
Mm-hmm.
We'll discuss all of it next. It's Spiegel and Holmes here with you until 6, talking Bears on the Score.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.